We ready? It's always good to hear stories and testimonies, and I hope you are excited and your spirit is on fire about these things happening today. We are continuing in preparation for John Mellor coming next weekend to talk about faith. And so my question this morning is, what is faith? You would have seen at the back as you walked in, or maybe as you walked out last week, this board that says faith and various passages. If you haven't, I encourage you to go look at it afterwards, but just passages where it talks about faith and belief and all that on that wall. Different passages from different stories and different time periods where the people of God, where followers of Jesus had faith or experienced faith. But it's still, as you read those things, you go, what is faith? Because you read a passage and you go, oh, that I kind of understand a bit. And then you read another passage and you go, nah, I still haven't got it. I still haven't understood what faith actually is. So my hope today is you will go home with a little bit more understanding of faith. So what do the passages say about faith? Faith, the passages say, is a reality of what is hoped for. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Faith helps us to understand the entire universe. Faith, without doubt, can produce impossible things. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of Christ. Faith allows us to believe in God and receive the rewards that come with that belief. By grace, we are saved through faith. We hear that small faith can do big things. We're encouraged to walk by faith and not by sight. Passages talk about the testing of faith produces perseverance. We hear that a child of God defeats evil through faith. We are encouraged to pursue faith. We see that the righteous will live by faith. We are to fight the good fight of faith. We see that the reward of faith is salvation. And we are to accept those in our community whose faith is weak. We see also that in faith, Jesus heals. We become a child of God, a follower of Him through faith. We're in the passages that prayer offered in faith will make the sick well. And that faith is faith in God alone. Now, who can tell me what faith is? Based on what I said then. That's it. Yeah, go. Yeah, believing what you can't see. Yeah, things based on your read and experience. Anybody else? Faith. Yeah, at the back there. Yeah, there's a trust in God's grace, you know, acts of love. I think I heard there as I do that. Thanks for doing that. Faith. Who's over here? Faith. Yeah, Isaac. Complete and utter trust. Yeah. But I love it that even though we kind of, you've all picked on aspects of faith, but even then we can sit back and go, but what is faith? Going, Pastor Dan, but I didn't think that was faith. I thought this was faith. I look at these passages and I've been soaking in them and I'm going, yeah, but like, but when I do that and I pray that, it doesn't happen. So therefore, did I not have enough faith? Or was that not faith? Or all these questions that come into our mind. And these are good questions if they're directed at God. And we're understanding and learning as a disciple of God about what is faith. Now, as I was pondering on this, I think there's one key aspect that you need to understand before you understand faith. And one of those, to understand the theology, understand what faith is you need to understand what is true in this world. Truth is one of the most interesting topics. I speak to so many people and they don't understand fully what truth is. Truth should have two words, because when we come to truth, there seems to be two categories of truth that we use in our language. And it's so difficult to differentiate the two truths. We talk about them interchangeably. When we talk about truth about something, you know, it may be this truth or that truth, and it's difficult to find what it is. We blend these two types of truth. And you need to understand and separate the two to really understand and build on your understanding of faith. So these two truths, the first category of truth that we see and experience in this world is absolute truth. So that is the reality. That is in accordance with fact or reality. It's nothing that I can change. It's nothing that I can believe. It is true in this world. Doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what I say. This truth is true. And the other category of faith is a relative truth. That's something we've accepted as true. That's something that we have accepted, whether it's a community or personally, that I've accepted as true. You may have heard people say, my truth, before. It's a frustrating phrase in me when I hear people say, my truth. But I need to understand it from, there is a truth that is relative, that we accept as true. But if you base your faith on a relative truth and place your trust on a truth that is relative, that you have just accepted and is not absolutely true, your faith does not have a good foundation. Your trust does not have a good foundation. You need to place your faith and trust on something that is absolutely true, that no matter what I say, no matter what you say, that the foundation of your faith is on something that will not change. It's not relative. It's not accepted by our community as relatively true, in which can change over time. It is something that is absolutely true. Some examples of absolute truth is that the sun comes up each morning in the east and sets in the west. That is something that is absolute true. Now, I know like the earth spins and things like that, so the sun technically doesn't come up. But the sun comes up. So what means is that if you hide yourself in a house or a bunker and you cannot see the sun, you've never experienced the sun still comes up in the east and sets in the west. Doesn't matter if you can see it, if you believe it. You may be looking at the sun and you may be going, nah, it's not going to set today. Nah, I see it, but I don't believe it. It is absolutely true. It is there. There's nothing you can refute or change it. It is something that is absolutely true. None of those is that the earth is round. Now, it may be not perfectly round and a different shape and things like that, I understand. But the earth is round. The earth is not flat. I'm sorry for the flat earthers out there. But it is not flat. Even though how much you believe and accept the earth is flat, it is round. There is a spherical shape in the earth. And even if I convince all of you that the earth is flat, it doesn't make it flat. I've convinced you to believe a relative truth, but the absolute truth is that it is round. The sun is hot. Doesn't matter if you've ever experienced the sun. Doesn't matter if you stay inside and you're sitting in this nice aircon and you go, nah, the sun's not hot today. It always is hot. Now, I don't know how hot it is because I haven't gone to the sun, but the sun is hot. That's an experience. Even though you're on a cool day or maybe you're on the other side of the world somewhere where it's not very hot and you can't feel the heat of the sun is hot. That is something you cannot refute. It is hot. Another one, oxygen helps us to breathe. Oxygen in our air helps us to breathe. It is a requirement for us to live. It is a basic need that oxygen helps us to breathe. But you may say, like, oh no, I don't accept that. I don't think I need any oxygen to breathe. Or maybe you're a one-week-old baby and you're like, surely they can't understand that oxygen helps us to breathe. But it doesn't matter if they believe it or accept it or understand it. It helps us to breathe, and it is essential to our life. These are some examples of absolute truths. Doesn't matter what I believe, doesn't matter what I say, even if I convince the entire globe that it is not true, it is absolutely true. And that is the foundation that we want to build our faith on. Things that are absolutely true, that it doesn't matter what I say, doesn't matter what I believe or accept, it is absolutely true. But to get to absolutely truth, to discover absolutely truth, it's something that I cannot create. No human can create absolute truth. It needs to be something outside of the truth of this world. It needs to be someone who created this world, who set the boundaries and set what is true and real in this world, to set what is a reality. And that person is God. God is the one who sets the absolute truth. You see, God's truth is reality based upon his omniscient wisdom and knowledge, not on our own subjective standards. You know, doesn't matter what we believe or accept of God, God's truth is true, and we are set to discover and build our foundation upon that. And Jesus talks about truth. He says these words. So Jesus said to the Jews who believed them, "If you abide in my word and are truly my disciples, and you know the truth will set you free." Jesus said to them, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is declaring that he as God, that God, our triune, Trinitarian God, is true. So what he sets and what he declares becomes absolutely true within this world. Whether you accept it, whether you believe it, it is true. And faith is a trust in the absolute truth of God, based upon our evidence and our experience. So we see the evidence and we experience it, and we decide to place our faith in the absolute truth of God. You see, faith is not a blind leap. Faith is not kind of closing your eyes and kind of walking around the room and go, I'm just going to try to maybe find the creator of the universe and just, oh yeah, yeah, this seems right. It's not blind. It's not something we just take lightly. Faith is a trust in the absolute truth of God. And that faith is based upon the evidence of God, the evidence of his truth that we can discover and that we can find, and our experience of God, our experience of his absolute truth. Times where we can just go, I cannot explain this any other way, but it must be God. It must be absolutely God. If you have your Bible there, can I encourage you to turn to Mark chapter 5. Now, I do not have it on the screen today, so if you want to read along and follow along, you need to have your Bible there or open it up on your phone. Now, I'll give you a moment. Mark chapter 5, verse 21. So Mark chapter 5, verse 21. And when Jesus crossed again, and Jesus got into the boat again and went back to the other side of the lake, where a large crowd gathered around on him on the shore. Then a leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, arrived. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, pleading fervently with him. "My little daughter is dying," he said. "Please come and lay your hands on her. Heal her so she can live." Jesus went with them, and all the people followed, crowding around him. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, "If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed." Immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that the healing power had gone out from him, so he turned around the crowd and asked, "Who touched my robe?" His disciples said to him, "Look at the crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me?" But he kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell at the knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over." You see, faith is a trust in the absolute truth of God based upon our evidence and our experience. This woman who had been bleeding heard about Jesus. Doesn't say exactly what she heard about Jesus, but obviously she'd heard the stories of healing. Obviously she'd heard the teachings that he had come, the parables, the stories about Jesus. Maybe she even met people who had been healed. And so she'd seen, and so she's starting to experience people who had been healed by Jesus, and they're sharing stories, and she's understanding. And she's having this condition. And so she decides that what Jesus has done, what Jesus is truth. She might go, "Oh, I need to discover what this is, and maybe this is true." And maybe she goes to experience what it is. Even when she shouldn't have been there, even when she shouldn't have been in the, you know, it was big voodoo. Not voodoo, that's probably the bad word, but it was against culture for her to do that. It was really bad for her to be there and to touch people and to do that, because in the Jewish culture, it made everyone else unclean. She shouldn't have been there. But she decided to step out in that faith, to see if Jesus could heal her. And she did, and she touched the robe, and she felt healing and experienced the healing. And Jesus didn't say, "Yeah, you're healed." His comment is, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over." Her faith, a trust in what Jesus could do, made her well. trust in what Jesus would do. She'd experienced, she'd heard stories of what had happened. Now, you would have seen this big ladder behind me. Who saw it? Yeah, good, good. There is a bigger one backstage, but I thought this one was big enough. Who has been on a ladder before? Yeah. Do you think about it when you go on a ladder? Do you check the ladder to check it's sturdy and things like that? Yeah. Maybe when you first experienced a ladder, you've probably seen someone go on it, and you're kind of going, you know, I kind of trust that this is sturdy enough to me to journey on. Maybe those more experienced or taught more would have checked the weight rating on it, 150 kilos. I'm good on that. So maybe just no. But you check the weight rating. You make sure it's sturdy. You don't just physically just go out and go, yeah, I'm just going to walk on a ladder and just do whatever. Maybe you make sure it's on level ground and you kind of check that it is safe to go on. So you see these things, you hear this, you've kind of accepted that this ladder is true and trustworthy. But faith is kind of taking that step onto it. I can stand around the ladder as much as I can and talk about the ladder and maybe even go into the brand of the ladder or give you history about ladders. But faith is not until I actually physically step onto the ladder and check and make sure. And maybe the little faith is taking the first letter, but as I go up further, my experience tells me that I'm not going to fall off this ladder. The evidence of ladders and the way in which they designed helps me to understand and build upon the faith. Now, I know based on my learnings and teaching that you don't go near the top step of the ladder because that's unsafe. So I'm just going to stay here because of what I understand and the faith that I have. You see, I have a faith in this ladder. I'm not going to test the faith too much and kind of jump on the ladder or anything like that. A few people jumped when I did that. But I have faith in this ladder. Now, this is not the perfect example of faith in Jesus and what it does, but it just helps us to understand and physically see that I trust in this ladder. Yeah. Now, it's not an absolute, true that this ladder will hold me at all times. So it's a relative truth of what I do. But God is an absolute truth that when we step in Him and step into Him with faith, we can see that God will do what He says, that God will do everything that He declares. You see, faith is a bit like that ladder. See, faith is a trust in the absolute truth of God based upon our evidence and experience. Turn back to your Bible, Mark chapter 5 again, and from verse 35 it says these words. So while they were still speaking to her, messengers arrived from the house of Jairus. Remember Jairus from just before, that her daughter, his daughter was dying? The leader of the synagogue. They told him, "Your daughter is dead. There is no use troubling the teacher now." But Jesus overheard them and said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just have faith." Then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go with him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And when they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw much commotion and weeping and wailing. He went inside and asked, "Why all this commotion and weeping? This child isn't dead, she's only asleep." The crowd laughed at him, but he made them all leave. And he took the girl's father and mother and his three disciples into the room where the girl was lying. Holding her hand, he said to her, "Talitha kiom," which means, "Little girl, get up." And the girl, who was 12 years old, immediately stood up and walked around. They were overwhelmed and totally amazed. And Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anyone what had happened, and then he told them to give her something to eat. You see, we hear these stories about faith and we see the healing. You know, Jesus encourages us to have faith in things that we cannot see, things that we cannot even sometimes understand or comprehend. But we can step into these things and take a step of faith into them because the foundation of our faith is strong and in the absolute truth. See, there are things in the scriptures about creation that we can stand firm, about salvation, and all those absolute truths that we can stand firm our life on. So that when we step out in things like healing that we don't fully understand, step out into these things, we can still have faith that Jesus and that God can heal. Next weekend, with John Mellor coming. Now, I'm sure for some of you, it's going to be a bit of a step of faith. There may be some moments that you have not experienced before. There may be some moments where you're like, I'm just not sure about this. Like, what's happening here? But you can stand out in faith, because the foundation of your life is on the absolute truth of Jesus. That if God wills it and God makes it happen, He will. We can see God working through that and not miss what God is doing. You see, I'm sure there's people that were in the crowd or people that would have seen this and gone, maybe she was just sleeping. Maybe she was not actually dead. But there would have been people who see it and believe it and with faith go, yeah, that was amazing. And those people will feel the blessing of that. They'll be able to celebrate with Jairus, celebrate in the synagogue that God is a healer. He was back then and He is right now. Next weekend may be testing for your faith. But what is faith? Scriptures talk about a reality of what we have hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Faith helps us to understand the entire universe. Faith without doubt can produce impossible things. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of Christ. Faith allows us to believe in God and to receive the rewards that come with that. By grace, you have been saved through faith. Small faith can do big things. We are to walk by faith and not by sight. We see that the testing of faith produces perseverance. The child of God defeats evil through faith. We are called to pursue faith. The righteous will live by faith. We are to fight the good fight of faith. The reward of faith is salvation. We are to accept those whose faith is weak. And faith in Jesus heals. A child of God is through faith. Prayer offered in faith will make the sick well. And our faith is in God alone. His truth. His absolute truth. Faith is the trust in the absolute truth of God based upon the evidence that is true and our experience in that truth. So I want to encourage you to soak in some of those passages. Those words that I'm saying are from those passages. Spend some time, maybe even take a photo of the whole board and look at the different passages this week. You know, understand what faith is and allow God to build that in you this week. Let me pray for you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for that faith that you've given us to see things and to understand things that we don't understand. The strength to step out in things, not blind, but based upon your absolute truth. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for the blessing of that, the evidence that you've shown us. Lord, help us this week to soak in these passages. Help us to invest time in understanding what is happening. And help us to be stepping out in faith and to celebrate what you are doing in this coming week, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.